Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday, July 7th, and it is time for our check-in with Brothers of John the Steadfast, filling in for Pastor Shear this morning, the Reverend Daniel Hinton. Good morning, Pastor Hinton. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm doing well. Did you have a nice holiday weekend, 4th of July, Independence Day?
Yes. We have as many fingers as we started with. That's always good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you finished with the same number of fingers. How about toes? Did you lose any toes?
No, we're still good. We're still good.
Okay, very good. Well, tell us what's going on at Brothers of John the Steadfast, steadfastlutherans.com.
Well, you know, I really wanted to highlight this article that was written by a new author to the Brothers of John the Steadfast blog by the name of Pastor Jordan McKinley. He graduated a year after I did from the Fort Wayne Seminary. He's a fellow Star Trek geek. but it does say in his very first post, the associate editor's note is that he will not be writing any theological treatises in Klingon. that disappoints me a little bit. But he writes about the most neglected part of the Small Catechism. And this is an interesting thing because, you know, there are parts of the catechism that everybody knows. I mean, if I start off with, you know, the Luther's explanation to the third article of the Creed, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength. A lot of Lutherans could finish that, certainly with many of the commandments. But there are parts of the Small Catechism, which is not a very long work at all. It's only 45 pages in the latest version. There are parts of the catechism that are there that a lot of Christians don't think about. For example, in the first section, the fifth chief part, confession and absolution, a lot of Christians don't think about that or know what it is. So that would be what I would maybe be likely to answer if someone asked me about that. Or about the table of duties in the back, what hearers owe their pastors, mm-hmm. what pastors owe their hearers and so forth, children and adults and citizens and things. But he highlights this one little phrase, and it's a phrase in English, but what's really cool is when you read it in the Latin or the German, it's just a single word. And he says, the answer to his question, what's the most neglected part of the Small Catechism, is, as the head of the family should teach it. Now, that fascinates me because a lot of Christians see the catechism as the textbook that the pastor uses to teach the congregation. But when Luther's writing this in 1529, he says, as the head of the family should teach it. If you know Latin, and I'll drag out the Latin, but it's just a single word. The word is pater familias, the father of the family. If you saw the movie O Brother, Where Art Thou, one of the characters claims to be the pater familias of his family, the head of the household. The German is even a little cooler because it's so direct. It's Hausvater. Just means house father, you know, mm-hmm. the father of the house. And it demonstrates to us really that the person to whom the catechism is perhaps most written, and it's not the pastor, it's the father of the family. The catechesis is not something that only the pastor does for a couple of years on weekends, but rather this is the Christian life that a Christian family is to be immersed in. And so, you know, Pastor McKinley writes that first and foremost, this means the Small Catechism is a book for the home. That is, it doesn't sit on the shelf at home, but it's opened at home and mm-hmm. used at home. There are prayers in the Small Catechism that are great to be used in the morning, in the evening, giving thanks after a meal, praying before a meal. I'll never forget one time when I was a vicar and I prayed the prayer, the eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food at the proper time and so forth. And someone asked me, that was a beautiful prayer. Where did it come from? And, well, I had to tell him, it came from the Small Catechism. So there's a lot of great stuff to organize the devotional life of the home in the Small Catechism. Again, Pastor McKinley looks at some of the Old Testament injunctions or commands that our Lord gives that his word would be taught in the home. You know, that God's word would be taught diligently to children and would be spoken of when you sit in your house. Teach them to your children when you're sitting in your house. So this is not only a 1 hour a week sort of affair, but this is the life of the Christian from sun up to sundown.
This is it's a daily thing.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And now, granted, most of us fathers who hear this feel a little convicted, and certainly I am. You know, it makes me a bit uncomfortable. I have children of my own, and I think, golly, what more I could be doing to catechize them? And you know, that's always a challenge because, I mean, anyone who has children knows how hectic it is to raise children. And you know, just the basic daily getting their teeth brushed, getting their hair combed, getting them dressed and out the door is just about enough. But we as Christians understand that more important even than any of those things is that they know their Savior, Jesus Christ. And so that's why this catechesis can't be something that starts when they're a young teenager, but has to start when they're very, very young. This is the life they're immersed in. Now, thankfully, Pastor McKinley, because he's a good writer, doesn't just, and also because he's a pastor, doesn't just say, well, do more, but actually gives some helpful advice as to what fathers can do to increase the use of the small catechism within their home, such as doing family devotions every day. They don't have to be huge, elaborate presentations. You don't have to have an elaborate family altar and candles and all of this. There's no way with small children I would use candles anyway, but or at least light them. But, you know, doing family devotions, even if you don't think you're good at it, you can only become good at it by doing it. And, you know, you turn off the TV, you gather together, you sit together in the front room or wherever, and you listen to God's Word being read. You pick a set form for devotions. There are tons of materials available for Christians to do devotions with families, you know, from the very simple to the very complex. One of the suggestions that Pastor McKinley gives in this article is that we sing a hymn. You know, the hymns aren't just treasures that we get to have fun with when we're in church, you know, treasures that we get to listen to there, but then we're deprived of the rest of the week. These are things we can carry with us into the world after we leave the doors of the church. One of the places that we can best use them is in our home. There are lots of hymns that are easy to sing, even if you don't play piano. I don't play piano. But you can sing them,
right,
you know, just a cappella without accompaniment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We actually, Faith and Family, we covered this very same topic back in November with the Thompson family, with Dr. Mark Thompson, pastor at Zion and Peavey, Missouri, and it brought his whole family on, and we demonstrated how the small catechism serves as the handbook for family prayer, and actually prayed the catechism right here on the program that day. So, folks,
well, that's outstanding.
Yeah, you can go look, find it in the archives on the KFUO website, kfuo.org, and then use the search engine, just type in Thompson in the search engine on the KFUO website, and you can pull it up there. It says the small catechism is the family prayer book. And
That's great.
Great. You're right. It's something we can pray daily. We pray the Ten Commandments, the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and it's not just on Sundays or once a week, but every day throughout the week. It's a great thing to do. And when we do that each day, that places God's Word in the front of our minds, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, think of an example from something else that involves discipline. Think of someone who considers himself to be a runner.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do if he said, yes, absolutely, I'm a runner. Every week, for 1 hour, I get up and run. Most folks who truly consider themselves to be runners would say, well, it's good that you do that. That's great. That's better than not running. But if you want to consider yourself a serious runner, you might consider maybe more than just that. You know, it's a life of discipline, and being a Christian is certainly that. And the great treasure that we have as Lutherans is there is this rich hymnody that comes out of the Reformation. Of course, we had all the inherited treasures of the Western Church before that, but then as Lutherans, we have all these wonderful hymns. Lord, keep us steadfast in your word is a simple hymn. It's easy to sing. Honestly, my children have been able to memorize it without really breaking a sweat at all. It's just three stanzas. And I can't think of a time when it's not appropriate to use it. Some of the great hymns of the Reformation, some of the hymns that come after the Reformation, are treasures that we Lutherans can hold on to, that bring us the comfort of the gospel and remind us of who our Savior is.
Amen. Amen. Well, with just about a minute left, any other articles you want to point us to on Brothers of John the Steadfast this week?
There was one by Pastor Shear that I don't have in front of me about a book review, Pastoral Purgatory, those pastors who don't have calls. Certainly those are men who are deserving of our prayers, and I'd commend that article to you. But as I said, I don't have that one in front of me. I really intended to speak mostly of Pastor McKinley's article.
Sure. Well, very good. Well, thank you, Pastor Hinton, and thanks for filling in this week for Pastor Shear. We always enjoy hearing what's going on at Brothers of John the Steadfast, steadfastlutherans.org. You can find those articles there on the homepage there, so go check it out. Thanks, Pastor. We appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
God's blessings to you.
And to you as well.
Coming up in a little bit, we're going to check in with Dr. Weiss from Concordia in St. Louis. Stick around for more of his time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.